WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, glow getters. Welcome back to That Girl Affirmations, your daily dose of sunshine for the soul. I'm Sienna Cruz, your girl next door with a whole lot of wisdom and maybe a few too many glitter pins. Today, we're diving into something super real, how to let go of that heavy weight of guilt and shame. You know that feeling, right? Like you've got this dark cloud following you around, whispering all those nasty things you've done or could have done better. It can totally suck the joy out of life. But here's the thing. You are worthy, deserving, and capable of living a life free from that baggage. And let me tell you, it takes a whole lot of courage to face those feelings head on, but trust me, the other side is sunshine and roses. So buckle up, beautiful souls, because we're about to break down 5 powerful tips to help you ditch the guilt and shame for good. 1. Recognize that it's all part of the human experience. We all mess up. Like, seriously, everyone. Even those Instagram influencers who seem like they've got it all together probably have their fair share of epic fails. Remember that time you burnt dinner? Or accidentally sent a text to the wrong person? Yeah, we've all been there. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge that it happened, learn from it, and move on. Guilt is like a heavy backpack, why carry around unnecessary weight? 2. Practice self-compassion. Ever treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend going through a tough time? That's self-compassion. It's about recognizing your humanness, accepting your imperfections, and treating yourself with love and forgiveness. So next time you feel that guilt creeping in, remember to be your own best cheerleader, offer yourself some words of encouragement, a warm hug, virtual or real. And a whole lot of grace. 3. Forgive yourself. This one can be tough, but it's so crucial. Holding on to past mistakes only keeps you stuck in that cycle of guilt and shame. Forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions, it's about releasing the grip they have on you. Imagine it like letting go of a hot air balloon. You can still acknowledge its flight path, but it's no longer controlling your present or future. 4. Shift your focus. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, channel that energy into something positive. What are you grateful for? What excites you about the future? When you shift your focus to the good stuff, those feelings of guilt and shame naturally fade away. It's like turning a dimmer switch, focusing on the bright side illuminates everything around you. 5. Celebrate your growth. Every mistake is an opportunity for learning and growth. So be proud of yourself. Acknowledge how far you've come, celebrate your victories, even the small ones. And remember that you are constantly evolving into the best version of yourself. Ever felt like you were drowning in a sea of guilt? Like you'd made so many mistakes that there was no way to climb out? I've been there. One time, back in college, I totally bombed this presentation for my marketing class. I think I talked about the history of rubber ducks instead of the actual project. Needless to say, it wasn't my finest moment. But here's what I learned. Everyone messes up sometimes. It doesn't define you. What matters is how you respond to those mistakes. After that disastrous presentation, I could have let the guilt consume me. Instead, I took a deep breath, apologized for my blunder, and vowed to do better next time. And guess what? I did. I studied harder, practiced more, and eventually became known as the marketing whiz in my class. Remember, beautiful souls, letting go of guilt and shame isn't about erasing your past or pretending it didn't happen. It's about acknowledging those experiences with compassion, learning from them, and moving forward with grace and self-love. You are worthy, capable, and deserving of a life filled with joy and light. So, go out there and shine bright, knowing that you have the power to overcome any obstacle and create the life you deserve. And if you found this episode helpful, I'd love for you to share it with your amazing friends and family. Let's spread the good vibes together. Until next time, keep glowing, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.